This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
What is going on, beautiful people? Welcome back to another episode of The Narcissist Code. I am your favorite self-aware diagnosed narcissist, Lee Hammack, also known as Mental Illness across all social media platforms. If this is your first time seeing my face or hearing my voice, I'm a diagnosed narcissist, and I use my platform on social media to raise awareness for NPD, get more people into therapy, and also validate the victims and survivors of this disorder as well. Today's episode is going to be about setting boundaries early on in relationships with narcissists, toxic people, or just regular people in general. What I mean by regular, I mean by non-narcissistic people. I got my eyes closed. I'm going to open them up. I'm going to open your eyes up too. So the quickest, most efficient way, because rewind, reset. Narcissistic people hate boundaries. Toxic people hate boundaries. And boundaries tend to start with the word no. So the easiest, most efficient way to spot out narcissistic people early on in relationship dynamics is to find a way to say no. You have to. Look out. I told you narcissists hate boundaries and they hate the word no. So if you are early on in a dating process, you know narcissistic people are love bombing you. You're in love. You're being swept off your feet. You're being, you know, there's so much going on. There's cheeks clapping everywhere, round of applause in everywhere. Y'all meeting the kids, family, making big plans for the future. All this, all that type of stuff. All that type of stuff is going on during a love bombing phase. So if you were to put an abrupt stop to the love bombing, if you were to reject one or some of their advances, if you were to say no to something that they want to do or they want from you, they will show their true selves typically, because narcissistic people, one way to get that mask to drop, one way to get that get them to take that mask off very quickly is to find a way to say no. You don't have to say yes to everything. I know when you're trying to get courted by somebody or you're trying to court somebody, male, female, non-binary person, whatever, you're trying to get somebody to fall for you. You're trying to get somebody to love you and to care for you and appreciate you. So you don't want to say no to the stuff that they want to do for you, the stuff that they want to give to you, the places they want to go, the trips that they want to take you on, the future that y'all plan together. You don't want to say no. But finding a way to say no to somebody will teach you way more than blindly saying yes to them. Narcissistic people like myself, we love the yes men and yes women. We love them. Love them. Love them. Because you don't want to lose me, so you're not going to say no, right? You want to keep me around, so you're not going to say no, right? If you say no to a narcissist, I'm going to make up a scenario. Hey, you want to take a trip to Florida? I live in North Carolina. Hey, you want to take a trip to California next week? Just me and you, willy-nilly, out of nowhere. I'll pay for everything. Everything on me. Don't worry about it. Just let's go. I'm booking the tickets right now. If you say no, and they're going to ask you a reason why. No, if you just say, no, I don't want to do that. Even if you want to do that. I'm not telling you to say no to this specific thing because that could be fun. That could be amazing. I would go. Personally, I would go to California willy-nilly. But I'm not telling you to do it. I'm not telling you to do it. Don't tell. No, don't be like me. But if you really don't want to do it, if it's something that you don't want to do, say no. Politely decline. Because they have made plans without you. I know it seems sweet. It could be sweet. It could be, you know, it could seem like they have you in mind. They're thinking about you and things like that. They're making plans without you. Like, I just want a man that makes plans without me, that surprises me, and that just does everything that I want them to do without me asking them. So I would love a man to take me to Cali without me asking him. So yeah, you would love that. But if you really don't want to go to California, California's a blue state, and you red it can be. I'm not going to that blue state with the Californias and doing all that stuff with, you know, they love the Bidens and the Pelosi's over there. The Pelosi's in the Cali. I'm not going over with Pelosi. You know what I mean? You don't want to go for whatever reason. Yeah, this is not a political channel. I'm just making jokes. Take it for what it is. The Bidens and the Trumps and the Democrats and the Republicans and all that other good stuff, or the independents, you know. you don't want to go to California for whatever reason. You hate the state. It's too much smog, too much homelessness. My wife watches this channel on Instagram. She follows a channel about like the drug uses in California, you know, the slums and stuff like that. She hates it. You know, she hates that part of that city and stuff like that because of that reason. But find a way to say no. Hey, look, thank you for the invite or whatever. I don't like California. I really don't want to go. Can we go somewhere else? If they say, oh, okay, cool. Sorry about that. Like, yeah, we can go somewhere else. We can definitely go somewhere else. Sorry about that. I just thought you would like Cali. I was just trying to surprise you that I didn't mean to violate any boundaries or make you do anything without your permission. Sorry. We can plan something else when you're ready. That's how the response should be. That's a response that you should consider. This is not the response that you should consider. Wow, you don't really want to go to California? Wow. I never met anybody like you to turn down a trip to California. Like, wow, so many other people will want to go. Like, I know.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
I have a few other people that I could invite, and they would just say yes without me even, you know, just telling them the details. They would say yes without me paying for it. They would just want to go with me. Wow, I can't believe you turned me down. Wow. I have to think about this. You see how the response right there just try to make it seem like you are worthless, like they can replace you easily? Like, not only did they not respect your boundary, they just say, hey, look, I got somebody that will go and they will pay to go. They just want to be around me. I'm the prize. I'm the catch. You should be crawling to me. Point blank, period. You see how that work right there? That's subtle. It's so subtle. And some of y'all will take that second part, that second response as a guilt trip and feel like you need to compete for this person. So you'll go to Cali even though you don't want to go to Cali. So that sets an early precedent of them being able to change your mind and violate your boundaries. And when you say no, all they gotta do is put a little pressure on you for you to say yes. You say no, a little pressure, a little coercion, you'll go. A little guilt trip, you'll go. Stick to your no's. Find a way to say no and stick to it. That saying no to people teaches you more about them than saying yes. Say no to a spoiled brat ass person. Say no to them. See what happens to them. Because narcissism is not created by trauma. Narcissism can be created by people giving everything that they want and never having any boundaries in their life. So when they hear the word no, they explode. Hey, you want to go to Cali? No. Rah! Rage monster. You're like, what the heck? What? All I said, I didn't want to go to Cali. I didn't, what? Huh? We can still be a relationship. No! You told me no! I'm calling my mom on you. Grown men and grown women calling their parents on you. That also should tell you everything that you need to know about people right there. The simple fact that some people will rely on their parents to communicate with you. I just had a long conversation with a lady who said every time her and her boyfriend husband get to arguing, he reaches out to his mom to get her to talk to him. I was like, getting her to talk to her. I was like, what? I was like, grown ass people. Y'all, again, the human mind is so fragile, but it's also so resilient. That's one thing I've just realized on this journey of mental health right here, discovery. But like, yeah, you can also take your power back, y'all. You have the ability to take your power back in situations like this. You just do. You can. You can, you will, you must. Because if you don't, you'll be taken advantage of. I promise you that. I promise you, you'll be 100% taken advantage of. You're going to blame that narcissistic person because you, yourself, did not have the ability to set boundaries. Find a way to say no. I'm not just telling you to say no to everything. Hey, what's your name? No. Hey, you want to go out? No. Hey, can I get your number? No. Hey, we're dating. Why can't I get your number? No. I'm not telling you to say no willy-nilly like that. I'm telling you find reasonable reasons to say no. There's not a reason. There's plenty of reasonable reasons that you can use to say no to somebody. You don't have to say yes. Saying no creates a boundary. It creates a shield against people. And it will show you can peek behind the mirror to see who they really are. Multiple no's work too. If they can take a no and keep it moving, dang, it would have been fun though. I'll counsel it or whatever. And look, whenever you're ready to go on a trip with me, we can do that. I'm sorry, I just got excited. I wanted to see you in a different state, you know, get you away from everywhere and just go have fun with you. Sorry about that. Cool. That's how you reestablish the boundary. Yeah, that's people. Stop ignoring the red flag. It doesn't seem like a red flag when they push back on you and try to tell you that they can replace you easily. It might not seem like a red flag, but that's one of the reddest red flag sheets that you can be, that you can see. Stop letting people push on your boundaries. I know people in the comment section will be like, Lee, this is how we were raised. This is all we know. And I understand that. But you're an adult now. You have the ability to stand in your truth, take your power back, and be who you want to be based on your own merits. You can say no. You have the ability to say no. God, you're a Christian. God gave you free will to say no. There's nowhere in the Bible where it says you are my son or my daughter. You are to be a yes man for every narcissist on the planet. But God, what if I want to say no? You are to be a yes man on this planet for everybody. Use the element, I sound like Mufasa then. That was not my intent to sound like Mufasa right there. Yeah, I know I did. I was just like, Simba, you must never go there. The dark space over there, you must never go. Dad, what's that? That's beyond our land, Simba. You must never go there. An elephant graveyard. Scar. Sorry, y'all. I get carried away. But yeah, say no, y'all. You can say no. You have the power to say no. I know people are just like, I'm too nice. I'm too timid. Blah, 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 blah. And you're going to be too nice and timid with a narcissist for a very long time and waste your life because you're too nice and too timid. You're going to be too afraid to say no to people and stand up for yourself and say no. Just like, I should have said no, but I said yes. And now I'm pregnant. I got pregnant on a California trip that I shouldn't have been on. And now I'm pregnant with this narcissist baby and the mask is just slipping. They're treating me like crazy. I just found out they have a whole family. I'm the side chick or the side dude. You see, say no. Establish boundaries and be standing your power, standing your strength. You have the ability to do it. But I can't just believe in you. You have to be able to believe in yourself. Because me believing in you means absolutely nothing. Well, it might mean something to you. Because I'm a narcissist. I'm rooting for you. I'm rooting. I'm like, ooh, 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 ooh. Or sooner y'all, I'm too old for y'all. Anyways, y'all, thank y'all for tuning in to another episode. Like and subscribe for more. Mental Illness is out. Peace. You know my podcast, people, y'all get a few extra minutes. I love y'all so much. I love y'all so much. Like, really, I do, really do. I'm in love with y'all. Hit that 5 stars for me. I truly, truly appreciate every single one of y'all. I'm thankful for you as well. Thank you so much. Mental Illness is out. Peace.